It is estimated that better hand washing could save 150,000 children each year. Hello, listeners. I am your host, Mike Lake, and today we will be examining a critical practice in common hygiene that, if revolutionized, could save thousands of lives, be more environmentally sustainable, and stifle the spread of disease in cities. According to the United Nations, 3 billion people lack access to basic hand hygiene facilities. While it is something so commonplace in most of our everyday lives, quality hand washing is actually a necessity that not everyone has access to, especially in city environments where diseases can spread faster than anywhere else. In today's preview, I am speaking with Max Szymanowski about the importance of washing our hands and how his company, Soapy Care, has revolutionized this daily hygiene practice.
Innovation, resiliency, discovery. Join Mike Lake, President and CEO of Leading Cities, as we explore the technologies shaping the possibilities of our future with a preview of tomorrow.
Welcome, Max, and thank you so much for coming in and joining us for another episode of Preview of Tomorrow. For our listeners, I want to just quickly introduce Max a bit further. He is the founder and CEO of Soapy Care, a company dedicated to enhancing the daily hygiene practice of washing our hands. Now, before we get into Soapy Care's solution, Max, I'd like to start off this interview by asking you, what is your biggest fear for society over the next 5 to 10 years?
So first of all, thank you for the opportunity. It's great to be here. And if I think about one of the biggest fears or concerns that I have is direct to and linked to the great urbanization processes that we see right now. People are going into the cities. Cities are becoming more and more overpopulated. And most of those cities, they don't have the infrastructure for that. No one planned that overpopulation that is happening right now. But when you have so many people danced into the same environment, that brings, unfortunately, what we see this year, potential for illness, morbidity, and infection. And unfortunately, right now, we're living through this kind of episode. And my concern is that while we're thinking about how we can change the infrastructure, we are not thinking about how we can prevent those illnesses and morbidity that are coming into our life.
You know, I think it's front of mind for just about every person on the planet right now. You know, our question of our health and certainly in the shadow of this global pandemic. So I do know that, you know, for the first time in human history, you talk about overpopulation of cities or increasing populations. For the first time in human history, more than 50% of the world's population is now living in urban centers. And that's projected to grow to 70% by 2050. So everything you just mentioned, correct me if I'm wrong, but if left unchecked, these threats are only going to intensify. Is that right?
Absolutely right. It's in many ways an exponential growth of risk that we will see. And if we will not act immediately, providing and maybe even developing inventing new prevention technologies to maintain and mitigate that kind of risk, we'll find ourselves in a very unpleasant reality, not maybe even not us, but definitely our kids. And I have 2 kids, so it's a big concern for me.
Sure. We just celebrated my son's second birthday. So I feel your pain and concern there. You've helped me to already understand something I've struggled with over the last several months. You know, hearing that medical professionals have been warning for some time of this global health threat that would likely affect this planet. What I've struggled with is hearing that this global pandemic, this COVID-19 pandemic that we're facing now, was not the massive threat that they've been referring to. They actually see this as a precursor, a teaser, that something much worse could be coming. And I've always struggled with how could anything be much worse? You know, this is pretty bad. But you've just helped me realize that, you know, as we continue these trends of populating our cities and society, global society as a whole growing, the intensity of another pandemic could be far worse than what we're experiencing now. Of course, I want to get into to one of the things that we've all heard about for a year now is the importance of washing our hands and doing it properly. Something that I think most of us have taken for granted all of our lives is that, you know, washing our hands the way we do it is sufficient. But that may not be the case. Tell me a little bit more about soapy care and why this issue of clean hands and doing it properly is so important.
Well, first of all, you can see around what's going on right now why it's so important. So I think that's maybe not even a question anymore. Definitely after 2020. But the thing is that we are, it's a real science. And it's not just a real science of how you wash those microbes or viruses from your hands and making sure that you are healthy. It's also a question how often you should do it, what kind of soap, what kind of water, if it's warm water, hot, cold water. There is a lot of questions that are highly linked to microbiology, biology, chemistry of soaps and liquids, and many, many things more. So it's not that simple, even though we take that for granted. Having me saying that, there is more problems or at least challenges as I see it right now, is that in many of the cases when we want to wash our hands, we find ourselves that we need to go to, in many cases, very unpleasant environment. If you think about public toilets, no one really enjoying going that. And that's true not just for public venues or environments, but that's true about our schools or our kids' schools. It's true about hospitals. You don't want to go to a public toilet in a hospital. And I can give you more and more examples about it. So soapy is all about taking hand wash to a more clean, more comfort, more confidence level, using technology, taking that into a personal kind of feeling where you feel safe about what you're supposed to do, and you finishing that knowing that you have clean hands and that you tried and did your best to prevent potential infection and not getting a new infection from that toilet or unclean environment.
So tell me, how does soapy care achieve that?
So we really harness 21st century technologies, and we are talking about unique sensors and data analytics and computer vision to understand and controlling, of course, the whole process of how much water is dispensed, what is the water temperature, what kind of soap you have. All of that is controlled through what we have developed is a clean machine. So the clean machine is a very smart, probably the smartest sinks or personal hand hygiene station, as we call it, that you will find on the market. And it's going really in two steps. You approach it, the system will understand there is a person in front of it and will dispense the right amount of soap and water. At the same time, it will present a very detailed explanation through a visual images on a screen to explain you as a user what you're supposed to do right now. If you're supposed to scrub your hands, or you're supposed to just lather them, if you need to lather, scrub under the nails or the back of the palm, how long you're supposed to do it, et cetera, et cetera. And when the time will come, the system will also dispense the right amount of water. At the bottom, at the end of the whole cycle, you'll also get a feedback that the system will analyze the whole process and will tell, hey, Max, you are washing your hands with a 76% efficiency, and this is the way you can improve it for next time. So it's all about gamification, comfort, and giving you the data to make sure that you know how to wash your hands properly.
So you've taken, as you said before, what is truly a scientific and not so simple process, although I think, as I said earlier, we've all taken for granted that it's we believe it to be simple, and to you've taken that, you've made it simple for the user while incorporating all the complexities of doing it right. So what was it that inspired this?
Well, that's really a funny story. I mentioned my kids, and a couple of years ago, not already a couple, it was 4 years ago, I came back home from a playground with my kid, with Sam. He approached me and knocked me on my leg and said, "Father, I think it's not important to wash my hands today." He was 2.5 years old back then. So when I asked him why, he replied, "Well, I already tried, and there is no water in the faucet, so I think water is not important." We had infrastructure repair on the street. We didn't know about it. But the thing is that because the whole sink, faucet, soap, all of that thing that's supposed to provide you the best tool to wash hands was suddenly unavailable, my kid suddenly realized that it's not really important where it is. So I found myself in a very post-apocalyptic conversation with a 2.5 years old kid. It was very fun, but it really slapped me on my face, sending me to pondering about, is it only about education, or are we supposed to provide the right tools to maintain that education? And if you compare it to other environments and other educational processes that we see during our life, this is exactly how it is. You can learn coding, but you need to have a system where you can train and memorizing that information that you learn. Same about healthcare environment. So I'm coming from a health science background. So for me, it was very clear that we need to provide some scientific tools over here. That's how Soapy started.
Wow. You know, some of the greatest solutions in the world started from the musings of a toddler, no?
Yeah, much smarter than we are.
Ain't that the truth? So, I mean, timing in life is a big part of everything, right? And Soapy Care coming to the market in the midst of a global pandemic, seems like the world could truly benefit from this timing and the work that you've put in. How do you see Soapy Care and your products being deployed?
Well, we have now units in a variety of use cases and environments. We have customers customers in schools and public office buildings, in food production facilities, in global leading hospitals, and many more. The thing is that maybe now is one of those history moments where when we understand that by simple preventative tools, we can improve our life dramatically. So I think that Soapy can really go pretty much everywhere. So as long as we will have hands, we'll probably need to wash them. Right. So the only question is, will we know how to do it properly, or should we have something that will be our friend and guide us in doing that in a simple and very efficient way? And that's exactly what Soapy is offering. This is the value that we are providing, the personal hand washing facility for everyone, for kids and for senior people. And right now we see it just going everywhere.
So you said knowing how to wash our hands. Knowing is only part of the challenge, right? Actually doing what you know to be right is the other half. And what I love about Soapy Care is that it teaches both pieces, or it facilitates both pieces of that. So let's fast forward. Last question for you here. Let's fast forward 5, 10, 25 years down the road. What is the average person? What is that their user experience with Soapy Care? How is it, you know, around them in their day-to-day life?
I'll be happy to dream big over here. But in some way, I also want to be very grounded because we have a lot of challenges that we do need to solve immediately right now. But if I'll be a bit ambitious and look at that future, I would say that the experience should be as simple as right now. We open a faucet and we see water flowing out of it. And that should be for everyone around the globe, not only in the developed countries, but I'm talking about emerging markets as well and developing countries for sure. And I think that proper hand hygiene is a basic right for everyone. So as long as soapy here, we will do our best to make sure that everyone will have it. And I can tell you that even right now in 2020 and 2021, we have customers in India that using the same advanced technology as customers in the United States. And that's the real goal. And that's where I want to see soapy in 20 years, to provide the highest tech technology for preventing illnesses, and hand hygiene should be part of it.
Well, you just said it right. Our health is a human right, and hygiene is such a critical part of that. I can't thank you enough for the effort you've put into creating a healthier world for all of us. And one person's hygiene certainly affects the health of another. So there is no small level of impact that Soapy Care has already had and will continue to have. Max, thank you so much for joining us today. On behalf of our audience, I can't thank you enough for taking the time and sharing your insights into this critical human challenge that we face.
Thanks. It was my pleasure. And I'll be happy to get in touch with anyone. If you want more information, you can definitely reach me or the company through soapy.care. Or just write us an email on info@soapy.care, and I'll be happy to get in touch.
Well, thank you so much. That was going to be actually my final question, so you preempted it. I love that. Well, thank you so much, and we look forward to being in touch again. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Preview of Tomorrow. In addition to thanking our guest, I want to thank Peter Roy and Demetria Bridges for making this podcast possible. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and encourage others to also join us each week in previewing the possibilities of tomorrow.
Preview of Tomorrow is brought to you by Leading Cities, a global nonprofit driving resilience and sustainability for all by unleashing the potential of the world's cities. Join them at leadingcities.org.